are going to be dishing out some good stuff. That is exactly right. So stay right where you are.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County and the Valentine and surrounding areas with all kinds of things to do during the summer, but don't rule out a fall hunting trip, ice fishing during the winter, Merritt Reservoir. Any of the refuge lakes are well known for some great fishing here in Cherry County, Nebraska. So, and you can start planning that trip for next year on the Niobrara River, which was ranked number one in river adventures in the Midwest. Go to visitvalentine.org.
And Tri-State Livestock News. You know, they are the Commercial Cattlemen's publication. They're located in the heart of one of the greatest cow-calf producing regions in the world. They cover all aspects of agriculture, and you, if you're not already receiving it, really need to get that taken care of. You can go to tsln.com to subscribe and keep yourself updated with the latest Tri-State Livestock News.
It is what ranchers read.
That's right.
What are you going to read today?
Tough ranchers and tough times. I'm sure a lot of people are going to remember the devastating blizzard that hit western Dakota and the northwest Nebraska area on October 3rd. Do you know that was 2013 that happened?
2013, 11 years ago already.
Yeah, already.
Well, let her buck.
Well, Yvonne Hollenbeck captured this so very well. It was one in a thousand years type of storm, or at least that's what we've been told. More snow than was ever recorded, at least since the records of old. And it wasn't even in wintertime, with livestock still on summer range. But ranchers took heed of the weather report, although most of them thought it was strange. Because never before had snow come this soon, but they readied as best as they could. Livestock were brought into shelters and barns where protection was pretty darn good. But hell hath no fury, or so we have heard. And it sure proved itself in that storm. 40-some inches of snow with high winds, which was certainly far from the norm. Thousands of cattle were lost in that storm, as were thousands of horses and sheep. When reports started coming from colleagues out west, it was all one could do not to weep. Many had perished in shelters and pens, at sale barns, and even on trucks. One drove his cows to a feedlot secure, but even there ran out of luck. Many a rancher has lost years of work of breeding good horses and cows. Their equity's gone and many are broke, but they still have their spirits somehow. So what if our government's not helping? They're probably just be in the way. There's never been help for the cowmen, and these cowmen don't need them today. Because they're tough, or they wouldn't be ranchers, and their souls are all tied to the land. Many good folk are sending their prayers and offering to give them a hand, for this gives them hope for tomorrow. And it's due to your help and your prayers. And next time you're up in Dakota, you'll find them still ranching up there.
Oh, Yvonne Hollenbeck, always good stuff. Here's one about a politician. Since we're in that political season, I know people are tired of hearing about all the politics that are going on and all that, but here's one for you that maybe will lighten it up a little bit. Seems that this veteran politician walked into a local welfare office, marched straight up to the counter and said, "Hi, I'm looking for a real job." Well, the man behind the counter replied, "Your timing is amazing. We've just got a listing from a very wealthy man who wants a chauffeur bodyguard for his promiscuous daughter. You'll drive around in a big black Mercedes, but the suits, shirts, and ties are provided. Because of the long hours of the job, meals will also be provided, and you'll also be required to escort the young lady on her overseas holidays. The salary package is $200,000 a year." The politician stopped him and said, "Ah, come on, you're just feeding me a line." The man behind the counter said, "Well, you started it." Remember when he said, "I'm looking for a real job"?
Yep, okay. That's right. All right. Well, I'm going to kind of go down a whole different path. I've got some more of my two-sentence horror stories. Are you ready for some of those?
Sure.
As I heard my mom calling me from the kitchen, but she died 5 years ago. As I approached, her voice whispered, "Run, he's in the house."
I don't know.
Here's another one. I received a letter in the mail that said, "I'm watching you." The creepy part, the letter was postmarked from my own address.
Those sound like horror movie themes that somebody could enlighten upon a little bit.
Well,
and,
yeah.
You make could a whole movie out of it.
Yeah. If it's two sentences, we're probably not going to get everything out of it. The last man on earth sat alone in a room. Suddenly, he heard a knock on the door.
Oh, there's been movies about that where they're really not the last person
that's
on earth.
That's right. That's right. Of course, that could lead into a horror movie. It could lead into a mystery, all sorts of things.
Winding things down toward the middle of October, Halloween will be here. Send those items to KimHBurge@gmail.com and keep listening to the good stuff.